Aloha, everyone. It's KP here. What is today? Let's see. Today is the 18th, 10/18/2020. I'm just recording a short thing here. I almost felt like writing a message. But I'm, what's going on is, I'm finding my energies are being challenged continually here and there. And right now it does have something to do with a couple different things. And I notice that when I start to clear things out of the house, it just brings up something that's very challenging. I felt challenged by, like tonight, I have been going through the kitchen. I took quite a bit of kitchen stuff over to a couple days ago, which just aren't being used anymore. And I'm sure that my mother has not used them for perhaps decades. I don't know. But there's also I did some more of that today, so a lot of the shelving and the dishware, the things that have not been used, they are now being cleared out. And I did some more tonight with kind of a lot of cookware, pans, flat pans, things like that, that the cake tins, that you know, Bundt cakes, and stuff like that. A lot of this is stuff that I will never use, I guarantee you. And part of me, there's a part of me that just feels really like I'm almost like I'm destroying something, or all the things, or the sadness that comes up that I feel, you know, mom's legacy, which she's kind of built over her lifetime, and it's primarily mom. I know dad is involved in it too, but mostly the kitchenware and the dishware, all of this just like, you know, boy, it's like I'm almost feeling like I'm destroying her life, whereas in reality I know that what's going on is that I'm allowing the wonderful things that she was using to go to someone eventually who will probably find a great use for it. So I can say that, I can talk about it, and I can say, oh yeah, 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 it's all going great. But there's times when I go through this, and this has happened before, and it's kind of like I just feel something, it's sort of like this connection is being broken, is being released. The connection is being released. And so I'm not really spending a lot of time. It takes a lot of my attention when this is happening. And it usually happens maybe right now. It's happening like two or three times a week. I've got most of the kitchen, almost all the kitchen cleared out, except for the drawers, the small drawers. Now, there's several small drawers in there that have silverware, that have, that have utensils, things that, you know, that she may or may not have used. And I'm kind of, you know, they're all organized according to mom's system. And she was very organized in her own way, but it's her system. And one of the challenges is releasing the old system that she had And essentially, I'm just clearing everything out. I have to remember who I am. So I guess maybe the title of this is kind of remembering who you are, who I am. Remembering who we are in the midst of massive change. I really don't want to pay too much attention to what's going on out there. I know there's a lot of stuff happening and all this and all that, and I could post tons of videos every day. I could post tons of articles every day. And, you know, now at this day, you know, everyone now has been banned. So many people have been now taken off of YouTube and now being taken off of Facebook and so on and so forth. And I know this is a phase of time. What is it? 2 weeks before the, about 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks before the official election day. And, you know, it's just a challenge to pay any attention to that at all for me. You know, I listen to things. So if I'm not, you know, I'm not posting a lot, I don't feel like posting a lot. I really don't. I don't feel like keeping track of all that stuff. You know, my challenge is that I know I will call myself an energy worker or a higher dimensional worker. And I work in the higher energy plane. That's where I really am working. And to be slammed or pushed into this and have to pay attention to all of this 3D stuff is just so absolutely, you know, I just feel like it just has, you know, has taken me out of my game. And, you know, it's just taken me out of the energy game, the energy mission. So, you know, if I don't put out much, on the blog, right now, that's all I can say is I'm just not feeling free to do it right now. you know, it's not a horrible thing, a situation I'm in. I've got the whole house to myself. And actually, that's the way I like it. I like doing it myself on my own time. I can do it at any time. I don't have anybody staying here to watch over me or to, oh, can I help you with this? Or can I do this? Or can I do that? And it's kind of like, to me right now, and this has been the way it's been my entire life, pretty much my entire life, all that stuff is a distraction. It's a distraction. And right now, I'm just one step at a time taking care of this house, this one house, sometimes a little bit in the yard, a little bit at a time. It's quite a massive operation, but I cannot take it as one big ass massive operation. I have to take it as a piece by piece, part by part, just maybe looking at and then releasing. So, you know, I find that every time I do this, I go through this phase, and then when I get to the point where I'm dropping it off, you know, at Salvation Army, it's always at Salvation Army, it's like when I'm dropping it off and letting it go, I have a feeling of a great freedom that comes over me. The freedom of another major weight has been released. So, and I probably mentioned in the past, I said, well, a lot of these things that she has are from whatever it is, you know, the 70s or the 60s, 70s, 80s, whatever. They're very heavy. And the energy to me for these feel very heavy. I even found a lot of plastic things, but they're not the more newer plastic, flexible plastic. It's kind of like, you know, even the plastic feels heavy, energetically heavy. So I'm keeping very, very little stuff. And a lot of the containers that they have been using for years and years and years, they are being released. And, you know, I just put them in a big bag and then I take them over and hand them off to the wonderful Salvation Army people, guys, ladies, whoever's picking it up or whoever is there at the door. So, you know, the energies are very challenging in general right now for a lot of people. And challenging means that it's hitting something that wants to be released, that is asking to be released. One of the challenges I am going through now has to do with the vehicles. I have been basically driving both vehicles off and on, for a little less than a year. I had a rental car when I first, for about a month. I had 1 month when I came over here. And so I really didn't start driving my mother's car until November. And I really didn't drive my father's car until later. But now they've both been in my care, and I have driven both and used both. My father's car is a van with side doors. You know, I can slide back. It's very handy. Yeah, it's got an issue or two. I do know where the mother's car, the Le Sabre, is going to go. I do know who it's going to go to, and it's going to be her sister and her husband. As I speak now, they have it in their garage and their property, and they've been driving it around to see if they really do like it. And I know that they like it. But one of the challenges I'm going through now is that I found that the van is trustworthy for short trips. It's probably trustworthy for long trips too. But there is some kind of vibration, so I'm going to get that checked out in a couple days. But one of the things I've been going through is standing up for myself. And one of the things that's been challenging is that, you know, I'm kind of, perhaps I'm getting a communication from my aunt and her husband that they kind of would like the car right away. And that's an impression that could just be my impression. I'm not saying that's the way it really is in their minds. But I have realized, I said, you know, I have to have a car that I can totally trust. And part of the whole, I think my whole lesson here is that I have to remember that I'm the one who's I'm making the choice. I am responsible for the choice for myself, not them. And I need to have one car that I can take wherever and whenever I want, and I can go as many miles as I need to go. If I need to all of a sudden drive 1,000 miles, then I need a car that will take me 1,000 miles reliably. So that's one of the things. And the other mother's car, Le Sabre, it's a very reliable car. And I have driven it up to Minnesota and back, and it worked very well. So that's one of the things I've been going through, is that, you know, I'm putting a pressure on myself that said, I got to get this thing figured out. And then my higher self says, no, you don't. Just take it one step at a time. There's another car that just happened to show up that is being offered for sale, and it looks more along the lines of the kind of car that I like, sort of like the CRV that I had. But I, you know, even this one is, I'm not sure what the situation is. It definitely needs some work, but it's more of the kind of car that I like, and it's not too expensive. As far as a purchase price would be. But the whole thing is, there's that on my mind too. And all these things, it feels like this car thing, it's like a triangle, you know, because the van, I know I'm going to keep that one, If it's, I will keep it just for piling stuff into and moving it from one place to another. Taken to Salvation Army. The Le Sabre, I know I will not keep. You know, it will go to my aunt and uncle, you know, my mom's sister and her husband, at some point. But I just have to remind myself that it's my choice when that happens. It's not their choice. They have a vehicle that's very reliable and they've been driving for a while. So, you know, it's all going to work out. I know everything's going to work out, but there's these things that sometimes, you know, I feel challenged like this and I really don't, I can't say I like it. There's still a lot of things going on. And of course, we are shortly coming up on snow season. And that's another thing. I know that Mother's car works very well in the snow. I think my dad's car, the van, would work very well in the snow too. But these are all 3D things, okay? These are 3D things. Bottom line is I need a tool, a proper tool, that will take me 1,000 miles if I need to, that I can drive on a moment's notice anywhere I need to go, at a moment's notice. Because I feel some of that might be coming out fairly soon. So we'll see. But I have to keep that first in mind. My primary function here is as an energy worker or an energy collaborator. That's why I'm here. And I collaborate with the planet. I collaborate sometimes with others. Usually I'm working with others in some way, shape, or form, even though I might not know it at the time. But when I travel alone. I travel by myself, in solitude. And I know where I need to go, and I get where I need to end up. And whatever needs to be done is done, and then we're finished with it, and then we come back. So I guess a part of it, I'm just saying this for myself, that you know, it has to be done this way. And I have to do it in a way that works for me. So, you know, part of it is standing up for our own needs as we go through this awakening process, as a planet goes through the awakening process. And, you know, each of us is going through our own, too. So, I don't know. You know, it's kind of like sometimes doing this is just in this house that I have always viewed as just a visiting center once every couple of years, 2 or 3 years. But now it's like a closing cycle place, you know, center. And still it doesn't feel like it's a true home, meaning being in the proper, in the location my spirit would really like to be. So we'll get into, you know, I can get into that later, but, you know, things will develop and things will move as they need to move. And all I can say is we will find our way, and we all find our way through this. You know, all the stuff that's happening right now with the so-called, some places have restrictions, some places don't. Some people, you know, are going through their own different, depending on where you are in on the planet, everyone's going through their own particular paradigm shift. So, you know, it is kind of a strong paradigm shift that's happening. And so we'll see where it goes and we'll see what needs to be done. I might not put any music on this, but I just feel like sometimes I got to just get the message out, and I'm just kind of talking here to myself while I see my TV and my Roku, wonderful Roku screensaver, which is all ocean fish by Coral. It's just quite beautiful, I must say. It's a Roku Ultra, and just love it. I just love that screensaver. So aloha to all, and we'll be back when I need to be back, and thank you all for your light and love and for your comments on Facebook, and Twitter and everywhere, just for all of your support. I'm so grateful. And thank you for all you are doing. And we will talk with you later. Aloha. Pala pala anu me kapaka.